I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And now, coming to you live from atop the Lavender Town Radio Tower, it's the one, the only Pucko Podcast!
Thatch, I'm sorry. I have been holding your chain for the entire episode now, but I need to get this off my chest. I am still dreadfully mad at Scrawn about the fedora thing in the stage direction. It's me or him, Thatch. Scrawn, you leave now, or I will.
It's Pucko!
Pucko!
It's Pucko!
Pucko!
Pokemon Underground Champions League, oh yeah.
Pucko!
Grab your friends, it's that time again. Listen to the show with the fun never ends. It's Pucko!
Pucko!
Oh yeah.
Pucko!
It's your host,
Drink that!
And your co-host,
Every
pet! Pucko!
Pucko!
Oh, yeah.
Pucko!
Pucko.
And welcome to the 228th episode of the Pucko Podcast. I am your host, Trainer Thatch, here today with my wonderful patient co-hosts,
Scrawn.
And the fluffiest Whimsicott.
And we are here to bring you another exciting episode of the Puckle Podcast. If you guys are new, we are Puckle, which stands for the Pokemon Underground Champions League, though you probably just heard that in the theme song. And we are an online Pokemon community. We do battles and tournaments and stuff, as well as produce this weekly podcast where we talk about anything Pokemon that we feel like it. Typically what's going on newsworthy. If the news is slow, though, we have plenty of other things that we like to talk about. So, let's kick it on over then, and just get right into the nitty-gritty of it, and I'll ask you guys the question I ask you every week. What have you been up to in Pokemon lately?
Well, Thatch, it's been Pokken Tournament all around.
I think it's Pokken, right? Or is it Pokken or Pokken? What's the accepted pronunciation?
Well, I think it's based off of Tekken, so...
I mean, the E-N part makes sense then.
Rather than the... I did the you know,
I'm talking about the O versus the ah, you know.
I guess if it's Pocket Monsters versus Pokemon, it makes sense either way.
That's true. Okay, you make a valid argument, so now I am no longer worried.
Yep. Well, my goal in that game is to play Gardevoir as much as possible, because okay. I found that it is one of the only Pokemon that can, like, consistently beat, like, Chandelure and Suicune.
Mm-hmm.
Because they can just spam their, like, Flamethrower and Hydro Pump attacks. But I'm not that good, so that's just me.
You know who's actually really good at that game right now?
Oh, what?
Misty. She got, like, really good.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I might need to face her.
Yeah, she wants to do it. She wants to take you on at some point. She got, like, really good at that game, though.
I've seen, like, the best people, like, playing Pikachu Libre.
Yeah, a lot of people have been playing Pikachu Libre, and a lot of people have been playing Gengar.
Oh, yeah. Gengar is cool. I'll give it that.
I think those are, like, the top ones right now. Because Pikachu Libre is just, like, really fast.
Mm-hmm.
Which is really annoying.
And I like its ultimate. It takes you to the boxing ring and then does a slam down.
Yeah.
Which is fantastic.
It's 100% perfect. It is Pikachu Libre all around.
Yeah.
Oh, man. How about you,
Whimsicott?
Oh, Well, mostly it's been breeding Bulbasaur and soft resetting for Jirachi. The Bulbasaur breeding took some time, but finally yielded my result. I wanted a 5 IV Bulbasaur with chlorophyll.
Yeah.
And as a result, I now have 6 5 IV Bulbasaur with overgrow and 1 5 IV Bulbasaur with chlorophyll. Yeah, that took way longer than I expected. I usually get lucky really fast with breeding.
It's just gotta give out at some point.
Yeah, starters can be tricky because I think that the female Pokemon are more likely to pass on hidden abilities.
Mm-hmm.
And with starter Pokemon having the gender ratio heavily skewed in favor of males, it can be really tricky to get
looking
those.
At you, Fennekin.
Actually, I think if you're breeding with a Ditto, the chance is pretty much the same.
It's the same. It's the same if you're using a Ditto.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think it's like 60% or something all around.
Yes.
And then if you're breeding without a Ditto, the female has a chance of passing on his ability, I think, regardless of what his ability is, 80% of the time.
Okay.
Well, no, it still has a 60% chance to pass down a hidden ability. The trick to that is that if you have a female with a hidden ability and a male without the hidden ability, you get the chance to pass down the hidden ability. But if the female doesn't have the hidden ability, even if the male has it, it won't ever pass it down. You have to breed the male with a Ditto.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So, yeah, I wonder traded away like a box and a half of Bulbasaurs. And I still had leftovers.
Did you get anything good from your wonder trading?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Yes, I did. It wasn't even a Wednesday. It was like a Friday. And I was really like wishing I had been doing a wonder look. Because I got a lot of interesting things. No shinies or legendaries, but I did get a Mareep in a Moonball.
Ooh.
And it's female. So, yeah, you bet I'm going to have another Ampharos in a Moonball someday.
Oh,
one of my favorite Pokemon in one of my favorite Pokeballs. Yes, please. And as for the Jirachi, it hasn't been going that well.
You're soft resetting the Jirachi?
I'm soft resetting the Jirachi. I haven't tried to soft reset the Mew yet. I have 3 of those to soft reset for. I did soft reset for a Celebi, and I got really lucky really fast. I got one that has a bold nature and has really high IVs in everything except for attack and speed. And I checked it, and I realized that even though the speed IV is like only 18 or something, there's actually almost nothing in OU or UU that is sitting in a speed tier between my Celebi and a full speed Celebi. So it was perfectly acceptable.
Hmm.
Yeah.
But this Jirachi, it's taking me forever. It's the one I want to use the most out of the
Yeah. No, they're actually like Jirachi's really good competitively.
It is.
What kind of set were you looking to like run on it?
How about I tell you later when we do Jirachi as the book of the episode?
Okay, we can do that. That works for me. That works for me.
Yeah.
As for myself, I don't think I've been doing too much Pokemon stuff lately. I've been bad. I've played some Showdown. I've kind of taken a break. There's the new competition coming up, and there's not really a way to train for it well, I don't think.
Mm.
We can talk more about that during the news. And
yeah, you've been pretty busy watching over the mortal realm.
That's true.
Yes.
No, last week I was just very into work, and when I got home, I've been very into, I need, so like, my mind's all cluttered because there's lots of video games I need to play and beat.
Mm.
And so I'm trying to reduce all of that clutter by playing other video games and getting them done. And so while I play Pokemon and like I get on Showdown to like get things moving, I have Fire Emblem Fates to finish. I haven't even finished one path yet. And I'm very close to the end of Conquest right now. So I've only got like I think 3 more chapters to go or something like that. And the problem
That's
with me the... is like I'm super completionist, So I've sat down, paired everybody off, and gone through all of the paralogues so far. And so that just makes it take so much longer.
See, I'd have the same problem if I played those games, and I was considering like picking up like a used copy of Awakening and seeing if it's my kind of thing.
I think you would like it. It's a lot of fun.
I think I would love it. But then I realized, you know, I don't have that much free time. Like I bought
Fire Emblem is a time sink.
Yeah. I'm still like on chapter 6 of Super Mystery Dungeon because I got some extra work last month and it got all messed up, and so I thought, you know what? I'm just going to buy this game, play it for 15 minutes and then leave it there. So I decided to use the money in a different way. There was a store chain that had the new 3DS for just under 100 euros. Which is like $112.
That's not bad at all.
That is very good. And so I got a new 3DS because Thatch is a terrible life example.
Whoa.
Thatch, okay. You have almost all the amiibos.
We're not talking about the amiibos. I think we're talking about the number of 3DSs I have.
He has bought 5 3DS.
Whoa,
systems.
Not 5.
Yes, you did. Purchase 5.
Okay. I think 4 is more reasonable.
No. You have purchased 5. You don't own 5, but you have purchased.
No. I think I've only purchased 4.
No.
I've had the generation 3DS the whole time.
So I got the first generation 3DS.
Yes.
And then I sold that to Sarge so I could get the Fire Emblem Awakening Special Edition 3DS.
Mm-hmm.
Then I upgraded from that to the new 3DS XL.
Yes.
And then I bought a 3DS XL, not the new one, to send to the guy to get modded for a capture card.
And you bought the one you gave to Misty.
I didn't buy that one.
Oh, you said you did.
I didn't buy that one. She had an original 3DS, but she traded it in to get the red new 3DS XL. And then there was a Fire Emblem Fates one. So she upgraded from her red one to that. And actually, it's really slick.
I once, when you were like listing off all the 3DS systems you had ever bought, I got the impression that you had purchased one from Misty. My apologies, you have only ever purchased 4 3DS systems.
Yeah.
I rest my case.
I think that just shows how much of a good example I am. I only own 3 of them currently, though, okay? Let that be clear. I only own 3 3DSs right now.
Oh, goodness.
I can't just, like, go to GameStop and hand them the Fire Emblem Special Edition 3DS.
Well, no, of course.
You can't just do that. It's worth $200, at least. And
I'm keeping my old Excel because at some point, sooner or later, in the next 10 years or so, my boyfriend and I will finally get to move into a house of our own. And I will not be able to trade Pokemon items with myself anymore because I have to borrow my siblings.
Yeah.
Yes, now. So, you know, it was a very sound investment.
Mm-hmm.
For the future.
No, I agree. I agree with that. Oh, man. Okay, so there's plenty more to talk about today. Let's kick it on over to the news. So let's cue the epic music.
Lavender Town Radio Tower, this just in!
And on to the news. So there's been a ton of news this week, so let's jump right on into it. The first is the next international Pokemon competition online has been announced. It's called the Flash Clash, which is a really silly name. And the whole point is, one, you have 10 seconds to select a move. The matches are only 5 minutes long. And you only bring 1 out of the 6 Pokemon you bring with. And it is a single battle, obviously. So, the whole point, you're not allowed to bring Focus Sash, and you're not allowed to bring Mega Stones. So it's gonna be like it's gonna be crazy. It's gonna be like fastest Pokemon wins.
But you can like have a full team that the opponent can see.
Right? Yeah. So pretty much the team preview, you see six, and then you're just like, and you get 30 seconds to pick which one you're gonna bring. And you're just like, oh god.
Just hearing this, I'm thinking like either people are going to go for like mega like stall counters, or they're going to go for the fast.
I feel like you're gonna go for something fast and strong, or you're gonna see a lot of people running things with sturdy. You know, built-in focus sash.
I mean, my first thought was get the fastest Destiny Bond you can.
Yeah.
Because if you use Destiny Bond and they knock you out, you win.
I feel like that's not a bad idea. I think Miss Magius is actually one of the fastest Destiny Bond users.
Gengar.
Gengar as well.
Gengar. I think Miss Magius is faster. Maybe not. I could be wrong.
Faster but than Gengar?
Frostlass. Frostlass is close.
I think Frostlass is pretty close.
Yeah, I mean, the fastest you could ever get would be Mega Banette, but you can't Mega Evolve Banette, so... Yep.
You know, you can't... Yeah, no Mega Evolution, so...
Yeah, because otherwise you could, like, protect with Banette on the first turn.
Oh, man, protect is
and
not
then,
a bad idea.
And then on the following turn, you have acquired Prankster from your Mega Evolution.
I think it would honestly be fun to run Shedinja.
Oh!
Right?
Well, the problem is you see it into the preview, and people are going to think about it and have, like, at least a move that can kill Shedinja on, like, at least half of their team.
Yeah, well, but it's still going to be good. I feel like Shedinja just being there for the mind games is 100%
just
worth
put
it.
Put it on your six Pokemon team. Limit what they can bring.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
I think it's just good for the mind game.
Yeah.
If anything.
You force them to bring a certain Pokemon out of their team because they...
Yeah.
No, they can go up against Greninja. You're right. Yeah, Greninja, Shedinja.
Greninja would be good too. I mean,
Greninja. I don't know. I mean, there are faster things that hit harder.
Greninja is really fast. Garchomp wouldn't be a bad idea either. Like Choice Scarf Garchomp.
That would be a bad idea. I have a feeling that Choice Scarf is a bit dangerous.
I don't think so.
I mean,
with a one-on-one battle, there's no chance in you getting locked into something that's not going to be effective.
True, but I don't know.
Okay, what do you have next on the news?
Okay, yeah. We can keep going. So, let's see here. We're going to be talking about some Pokemon Go leaks later today, but also, if you live in Japan and you get to be lucky, Pokemon Snap is coming to the Wii U Virtual Console. I believe this Wednesday.
Yes.
So that's kind of cool. I guess we'll find out if there are any new features, but I doubt there will be any.
If you live in Japan.
Well, we'll find out if there are new features because somebody's bound to leak it. But if there are no new features, they're going to be like, yep, the game is pretty much the same, which is my expectation.
Yeah, that seems like
which is kind of a pity because, I mean, with the Wii U controller...
Mm-hmm.
It looks like something that could have a lot of potential, and then it's not going to be used.
No.
Yeah, I could see that.
The Wii U also is more than likely getting the X within, like, the next year. So
the X? They're taking it out to pasture.
We're going to go tell all of our kids that it's going to go... Yeah, it's going to go live on a farm. And it's going to frolic and play all of the video games that we wish it had and were promised at launch.
When you bring 1,000 Wii U's to the farm, you get a Mew.
The way I see it with the Wii U is that even like when the NX comes out, the Wii U is still going to be around for like 2 years until the NX
gets.
It'll
be around for at least a year, I think, when the NX is out. I don't know about two, just because Nintendo realizes this was a flop. But we are not a Nintendo podcast. Let's see. The Jirachi event's going on, that just started. We already alluded to that and talked about it, but if you have Pokemon Omega, Ruby, Alpha Sapphire, or X and Y, you can go download a Jirachi from the Nintendo Network up until April 24th. So do that until you want to, or can. One of those two things.
When does the Mew event, like, when can you, when is the latest?
Oh, on the cards, on the Mew event, I believe it's May 31st is when they expire.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Just a heads up.
Cool.
So, next piece of news, which will affect Scrawn, is going to be Pokken Tournament got an update. There's a patch that came out.
Please nerf Shadow Mewtwo.
There is a fix for Shadow Mewtwo.
Yeah!
Where it can use an infinite combo that cannot be stopped. I don't know if it's a nerf so much as it's fixing it from being broken. There is an adjustment for Reshiram as well, one of the support Pokemon. Mm. And there are some bug fixes on top of that.
I think they fluffed up Reshiram's feathers a bit.
Is that what they did? Is that all they did?
I have no idea.
I have no idea what the adjustment for Reshiram is.
Like, there's a. I will not go into Reshiram's feathers because some of them have a very unfortunate placement.
That's 100% true. Okay, so we have another last piece of news is that we were all very excited for Pokenny, right?
Pokenchi.
We were all very excited for Pokenchi, the Japanese TV show that is essentially just 1.5-hour advertisement for Pokemon. And they were saying that they're going to have Junichi Masuda and a few other people there. And we got pretty much no news.
That sounds like a Japanese amalgamation of the words for Pokemon and Uchi, which means home, so Pokemon. Yeah.
It actually means gathering at the Pokemon house. That's how it translates.
Huh. Nice.
Yeah. So they just showed the Sun and Moon trailer that was on the Nintendo Direct, and they just kind of talked about the game, I guess, and somebody asked Junichi Masuda how many new Pokemon were going to be in there, and as a joke, he responded, more than 10, because that is absolutely obvious.
Wow, what a joker, Masuda-san.
Yeah, oh, right?
You're so funny.
Yeah, well, the good news is that we're not left out to dry. Korokoro did say they'll start covering Sun and Moon this month. I can tell you I would not be surprised if Korokoro literally just covered everything we already knew.
Yeah.
And that's it, you know, this month. But I can see real news for sure coming by May. And I wouldn't be surprised if we don't get any big announcements until, I don't know, E3. Yeah. I mean, they don't like to announce games at E3, but they're not against announcing things about the game at E3.
Yeah.
Because Fairy Type was announced at E3 in 2013. So
I mean, they have said that this game is going to come out like probably in November.
They said holiday, but I will, as I said before, bet my money that we have a release date. Let me look it on the calendar.
You said on the 18th.
On the 18th or 19th.
And honestly, after you correctly predicted the date of the Nintendo Direct, I'm inclined to trust you.
I'm going to say it's the 18th or 19th, but Europe will get it a week later.
If I swear, if we do, I'm going to get on a plane just for the purpose of coming to your house and saying, this is your fault because you said it on the show. Now you have to let me play with your game.
That's fine. When's the if you come and visit me because of that, I don't think I'll be mad.
You'll have to pay for the plane ticket.
Oh, I'm not doing that.
It's going to be your fault.
I have to buy a car. That's just getting a new Thatchmobile.
Ooh.
Yeah. So
anyway, it was a bit of a disappointment because after all
it got, well,
this
okay,
time,
so it got really hyped because the guy Serebii reported that it would presumably be the first place for Sun and Moon footage. And the internet just took it and went with it. Like, a bunch of stories were just like, this is going to happen. There's going to be footage. And I'm just like, you shouldn't say that.
Yeah, Serebii said it could have some footage because, I mean, they said they were going to have footage, but they didn't say they were going to have new footage.
No, they would hype that too if they had new footage.
Yeah.
And so it's questionable wording.
Well, I mean, they did hype it anyway. They always true. Hype it. They hype everything up, and every time our feeble, weak little hearts get the delusion that we're going to get something amazing, and then we are sorely disappointed and our hearts break all over again.
That's true.
You see, listeners of the Puckle Podcast, Thatch has experienced this time and time again, and that is why his heart is cold and dry.
That's 100% true, probably. I have done this for, I guess, so this is going to be Gen 7, right? I have done speculation for Gen 5, Gen 6, and now Gen 7. This is my third time round, right?
Gen 4 is the only gen that didn't let you down.
Well, Gen 4 is what inspired me to start the show. But, I mean, it was the first time, like, I'm in, quote unquote, the Pokemon journalism community. I don't want to say that I am, because I run a podcast and we talk about Pokemon.
Well, and, Mr. And Thatch, said, you own the longest running Pokemon podcast on the internet, so...
That's a true statement, too, but I don't like to flaunt that. And it's, I don't know, it's silly. Don't worry about it. I have a pretty good feeling about when a lot of things are going to work. And I respect Joe Merrick, the guy who runs CeraVe, to know what's up. And I trust his wording almost 100%. He is as cautious as I am about a lot of leaks.
Mm-hmm. He is cautious, and he has great instincts about it, too.
Oh, he does. I understand 100% why he has those instincts.
You are both well-traveled Pokemon adventurers.
That's true. He's probably a little bit more so than me. But yeah, that's it for the news. We will take a short break here, guys, and we will kick it on over to the topic. Hey, it's Thatch, and I wanted to let you know how you can improve your Puckle experience. First, you can come to PucklePodcast.com, where we have a chat box and forums where you can talk to many other Pokemon fans who also listen to the show. You can keep up to date on the latest Puckle news by following us on our Twitter, liking our Facebook page, subscribing to our subreddit, and following our Tumblr. Don't forget to review us on iTunes, though. It helps us find more people to come and hang out with us, and we can have larger tournaments because of it. And, if you're feeling generous, we also have a Patreon, where you can donate in return for some awesome rewards. And as always, thanks for listening, and for all the support you give us. Catch you guys on the flip-flop! And on to the topic. Our topic today is the Pokemon Go beta leaks. So, the Pokemon Go beta started last week, which is kind of cool, I guess. And...
kind of cool. Kind of cool. Thanks.
Okay, you're gonna like overhype it, Whimsicott.
No, I'm not.
I think you
don't
are.
Don't you know me at all?
Guys, I have a secret.
What?
I'm a beta tester.
Are you?
No, you're not.
You're not from Japan, so.
Or am probably... I?
No, you're not.
You don't live in Japan yet.
Yet. But yeah, the beta's out in Japan, and they've been leaking it, and it's been just going all over the place. My favorite thing has just been, like, this week, the past 2 weeks in the Pokemon Go, like, communities on Reddit and stuff has just been, like, the amount of salt that has just poured out. Because we got that press release, we talked about it last week on the show, and a lot of people were upset. And then when they finally got to see the beta, even more people, seeing that it was confirmed that this was happening, got even more upset. And
It's really funny, actually, because, first of all, this is all their own fault for not listening to Thatch when he said that we shouldn't have high expectations, when he said it's not going to be like the game but with augmented reality and all that, and people didn't listen. It's their own fault. They overhyped themselves up. And the proof that I do not overhype Pokemon Go is that I am not disappointed with the leaks.
No, it's very exciting. I said this last week.
Guys, I didn't actually see this, so could you explain what actually was revealed in the leaks?
We're getting there, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
We're getting there. But I'm very excited for the game in general, just because even though it seems like it's just Ingress with a Pokemon coat of paint, I think the Pokemon coat of paint is literally what I needed to push me over the edge of Ingress.
Yeah, so. I have been playing some Ingress lately because I'm trying to get some exercise in, and
that's not a bad way to do it.
Yeah, yesterday I walked for like 8 kilometers.
That's not bad.
Playing Ingress, and yeah, it didn't seem like a chore at all. I had a lot of fun, and I wasn't tired at all when I got home. So.
That's true.
But, you know, yeah, I got a media piece from Ingress.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you get media drops from portals sometimes.
Yeah.
And you will see, like, these messages or videos. And, you know, I'm a Smurf, right, in Ingress.
You're a Smurf?
Yeah, I'm in the Resistance. And back when I made the choice, because I actually got into Ingress back when you had to, like, apply to Google itself.
Yeah.
Invite. And when I finally got in, I read the backstory, and I was like, okay, you people are, like, being manipulated by these alien invaders. I am going to save us all. I'm going to be a Resistance. And then I got this piece of media yesterday, and this Resistance lady was talking about another alien race that the Resistance, or part of the Resistance, is trying to get to Earth. And I was like, what?
Neither side is perfect.
Neither side is in the right, probably, here.
Yeah. So,
but my point is, I spent 15 minutes, like, walking around while reading my smartphone. Don't do that at home, kids. trying to figure out, wait, did I pick the wrong faction? What is the actual story here?
Yeah.
And I was trying to make the game more interesting. If the game is Ingress with Pokemon, it's automatically interesting. It's automatically awesome. You already care about Pokemon.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
Ingress is so much fun.
I think we can use that to actually segue into some of the leaks.
Yes.
And we have information about the three teams. We were talking about the three teams that were revealed in, for Pokemon Go.
Yeah.
And
Poison
so,
team. Poison huh? team. Poison team.
No,
it's a red, blue, and yellow team.
What?
How do you feel?
Yeah.
Well, there are a few questions.
Okay,
here.
Well, I'm not gonna immediately get mad. Now, tell me, like, what defines them? What defines these teams?
That's
okay.
The problem. We don't know.
Colors.
Oh my god! Stop! Why are you trying? My heart.
Okay. To be fair, this is a beta. This is a beta. It could change.
Scrum, don't go towards light. Stay here with us.
Should I go to the red, blue, or yellow light?
No.
Puckle hasn't decided yet.
Yeah. We will have a very profound and important debate on this. But right now, we know the teams because someone mined the code.
Yeah.
From the beta game, and it says literally Team Yellow, Team Blue, Team Red.
But this could all That's change. Cool. Again, this is still just the beta. This
could
change.
It could very well be a variable marker.
Yeah. I mean, it's just like Whimsicott was telling me before the show about the Snivy thing.
Yeah, to explain the Snivy thing, someone managed to extract a sprite sheet from the game. And something we have not mentioned to Scrawn yet is that it is pretty much confirmed that at least in the beta test, but probably in the beginning of the game as
probably
well.
Probably at the start.
We will only have the 151 Gen 1 Pokemon.
Yeah, no Crobat. Yeah, nobody likes Crobat.
I'm very sorry, Scrawn. There was a funny thing about this sprite sheet. It had 151 usable in-game sprites, and then one, let's call it 2D, sprite of a random Snivy. We are not sure what the Snivy is doing there. It might be a placeholder in the style of Missing No.
Why did they choose Snivy, though?
Because, as Sublime would tell you, Snivy is blatantly the best Pokemon ever and the only possible starter that makes any sense to choose. That was Sublime's words, not mine.
This redeems it a little bit to me.
I mean, it's not Snivy. Bad.
Snivy. It's not bad, but I'm still reeling in shock. I mean, why couldn't you at least do some absolutely convoluted Japanese team name, like Team Mega Burst Super Smash?
I don't know.
We actually do not know that the teams are going to be called Red, Blue, and Yellow. These might be placeholder names. Mm-hmm, there is speculation that, of course, these could be related to the first American versions.
Yep.
Since Niantic is an American-based company. Mm-hmm. There are also speculations that since there is actually a bit of a mess with the first version because Japan had green, we didn't have green, and so on and so on, that these colors might actually correspond to Articuno, Zapdos, and Moltres.
Ooh, that'd be cool.
Which would make it a tiny bit more interesting, but I would just like to see
a backstory for these teams. You know what I mean?
Me too.
Because I want a reason to join. I want a reason to join yellow team over blue team because, like you said, Zapdos is cool. Or even join yellow or red team over blue team because it's I don't know. Like it could just be a cooler team to join for reasons.
Exactly. I am 1,000% with you on this. I want a reason to pick a team besides it's my favorite color or this was my first version.
Well, honestly, some guy did research on the Pokemon Go Reddit about the distribution of the teams if it's just based on color.
I saw that. And blue is going to have all of the people.
Yeah.
But what color? Blue?
Blue. Because blue is statistically most people's favorite color.
Yeah, it's like 42% people in the world have blue as their favorite color. I'm one of them. he did a very interesting analysis, actually. He was like, okay, so blue is going to have, like, say, 40% of people, and red is going to follow with, like, 30%. And so blue is going to have the numbers, but red is psychologically going to have the most aggressive and active people on it,
mm-hmm.
and yellow is going to be the underdog team, and red and yellow are going to cooperate together to bring down blue in certain areas because blue is going to have the numerical advantage, but yellow is going to be the strategist people and stuff like that.
I am 100% excited that this were true, honestly. I'm very much looking forward to teams of different colors or different orientations just joining up to take out one other team. You know what I mean? It's different than Ingress in that way. Ingress, you just have two teams. You have good guys, bad guys. But here you have three groups. And I guess you couldn't say they're all bad guys, right? But you could be like, man, this team is just like controlling this part of town. And then you see like a couple like, I'm going to say quote unquote agents because that's how we refer to them in Ingress. I guess they're trainers here. But you could see, be like, this yellow guy keeps going and I'm red. And it's just like, I'm going to go talk to him and see if we can team up and take down these gyms over here.
Yeah. I mean, it's very interesting, this aspect, which, as you said, Ingress couldn't have because it only has two teams.
Mm-hmm.
But still, I do want backstory or some idea associations with the teams.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, it's kind of weird if it's red, blue, and yellow, because even though we didn't get green version, I mean, they could have based it on starter types, and they didn't.
Yeah, no, I don't want it to be based on starter types, though. I think that's too arbitrary. I mean, or not arbitrary, but it's going to definitely just create different factions, right?
Oh, no, I didn't mean you're going to be put on a team depending on the starter you pick.
Yeah, that's true, okay. Well, I think the starter thing was revealed too, right? Don't you just go out and catch one? And that's it.
In the beta, that is definitely true. We do not know if this carries over to the actual game, of course.
I would imagine it would actually transfer over. I think that's the best way to do it.
I agree.
Best way to do it. I'm very excited for eggs and everything too, because there hasn't been too much talk about eggs. But
eggs? You have no idea. When you did the episode last week, while they were doing the episode, I was reading about eggs. And I was, like, screaming at everyone in the chat about, oh my god, we get to watch eggs by walking around! Guys, this is the best thing ever! And Thatch was like, yeah, I know, we just talk about it on the episode.
That is totally Thatch right there.
I think that's exactly my reaction, yes.
Yeah.
Oh man, what else was there in the leaks? I don't know that there was like these are the things. Those are the things that stood out to me. But I know everything stood out to you.
Okay, so first of all, there is a list of biomes. I still don't know how
biomes.
Biomes. Thank you. Many of them are like, urban areas, mm-hmm. which might imply that even if you live in a city, you might get a good variety of Pokemon.
I would hope so. I would hate if I could only catch, like, six Pokemon, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And natures for individual Pokemon were found, which assuaged some of the worry that people had when hearing about the evolution method for
That's
Pokemon.
Right.
Apparently, you catch a Pokemon, you probably do not have 1v1 battles. You just battle in the gyms, like the press release said. But you don't exactly, like, stack 20 Bulbasaur on top of each other to get an Ivysaur.
Yes.
Each Pokemon of each species carries an evolution shard, and if you get enough of them, you combine them into an evolution stone for that specific Pokemon species. And the latest data from the data mine indicates that the number of shards you need to collect varies for the Pokemon species. You need, like, 10 to evolve a Caterpie, 20 to evolve a Tentacool, and something like 50 to evolve a Magikarp into a Gyarados.
That's still really cool. I'm down with
that. Yeah, and I mean, it's practically the same, but conceptually, I am much happier, like, taking a tiny piece of something that my Bulbasaur number 37 is carrying it, and using it to evolve my Bulbasaur number 3 than taking, you know, the actual Bulbasaur.
I'm wondering how stage 2 Pokemon work then. Like, do you get a new shard when you evolve your Bulbasaur into an Ivysaur? You know what I mean?
That sounds pretty likely. I mean, wow. Otherwise you'd have to catch, like...
This is just turning out to be, like, a catch-em-all version of 2048. And
oh my god! You're right. No, but the individual Pokemon actually have value. They have natures.
Mm-hmm.
These natures are Stoic, Guardian, Assassin, Raider, Protector, Sentry, and Champion.
I want an Assassin Bulbasaur. Oh, just man. So I can be like, Bulbasaur. You're an Assassin.
So rad.
No, Bulbasaur's but, I mean, gonna make you sore.
These are probably, like, obviously indications of whether a Pokemon is more suited to defending a gym or to attacking a gym or stuff like that. But it's still very interesting.
They also confirmed that every Pokemon has, like, 2 moves, right?
That wasn't exactly confirmed.
Okay.
There are 232 moves.
Okay.
And it appears from a couple of lines of code that each Pokemon is going to have a quick move and a move that takes some preparation, some charging to use. But this, you know, it's only vaguely implied by the code, and this is what has been speculated, but there is no confirmation at the moment.
Okay.
What we do know is that moves like Moonblast are in the game. Like, Generation 6 moves.
And well, you would expect it, because you can't just re-retcon Clefable?
Mr. Mime and Clefable, pretty much. No, all the types are in the game, even Dark, which
has no representation in Gen 1.
Yeah. Something else that I found relatively interesting is that... let me find this again. Badges are not gym badges. They are pretty much like the achievements in Ingress.
That's fine by me, right?
That is fine by me as well. The people on the Sylph Road... the Sylph Road, for those of you who do not know, is a subreddit dedicated to facilitating trade in Pokemon Go between people who live far away from each other. Like, say, I know I'm going to Milan this weekend. I'm going to pick up a Pokemon from someone who lives next to me, and I'm going to take it to Milan, and someone from the Sylph Road is going to take that Pokemon and bring it to, say, Turin, where someone else will take that Pokemon and trade it for the Pokemon that the person who lives next to me wants. And the Pokemon will go back to Milan from Turin, and then I will pick it up the next time I'm in Milan, and I will bring it to the person who lives next to me. And it's kind of funny, because someone noticed that the attitude you were mentioning about people being salty... Like, people in the Pokemon subreddit are 100% salty. about the Pokemon Go leaks.
People still throw it are super hyped still.
Yeah. The Pokemon Go subreddit is like 50% sold, 50% hype. And the Silph Road subreddit is like an island of joy.
To be fair though, I have been reading it, the subreddit very much so, all of them. The Silph Road still has people who are kind of in denial. Because they're definitely all hype still. But there's a guy who's definitely in denial, and he's just like, I've just printed off 100 gym badges when people come and find me and battle me in PvP battles. And it's just like, we know this isn't happening.
Well, I mean, he knows he's not going to have a gym at this point, but these people are talking about making, like, sort of business cards
in the style of Pokemon cards.
And I guess if one guy wants to his car to say, this is my gym badge,
mm-hmm.
why not? I mean, maybe he's going to have maybe he knows he has, like, a very important ingress portal next to his own house. And he says, okay, this is 90% going to be a gym, and since I live right next to it, I'm going to be in control of it pretty much the entire time. So
fair.
It's going to be my, in finger quotes, gym.
Yeah.
Why not? I mean, as long as he knows what he's getting into, if it makes him happy, why not?
No. Now, I'm not going to, like, if that's the way they're saying it, that's fine by me. But the people who still believe PvP is happening, there's a small chance it is.
Yes, I mean, this is a beta test. But I wouldn't count on it.
Yeah, I wouldn't count on it right now.
I think what I've been telling you for weeks and weeks is that people are getting disappointed because they want the main game on mobile with augmented reality. In fact, what they should have been expecting is, like, the April Fool's game from 2014 in the real world. I mean, it's all a matter of perspective, you know?
Yeah.
You can't have the main game on your mobile phone, or otherwise no one is ever going to buy a 3DS ever again for Pokemon. But if you see it from the other side, you flip the pancake over, and it's golden and delicious, because it's the Google thingy which made people crazy and everyone loved, and you get to do that in real life.
That's true.
With gyms and trades.
Because I guarantee you within, like, 24 hours of the Pokemon Go release, we are going to get a website that's just like, this is where you can catch all of the Pokemon in the world.
I don't know if that's going to work like that. Because
I think it's
going to
happen. There's going to be a website where people gather that information.
Yes, but they aren't going to be able to do what they did for the Google.
Absolutely
game
not.
Because there you had precise GPS coordinates for each Pokemon. Mm-hmm. And what the beta has been revealing is that apparently the Pokemon are not going to be in a fixed location. They are not going to be at Pokestops. You are only going to get eggs from Pokestops.
Yeah, I didn't think so. They're just going to be roaming, essentially. It's going to be random encounters.
They're going to be generated like XM is generating in Ingress, probably. Which is where cellular data activity is detected.
Yeah.
XM is generated. And so, essentially, you're going to get Pokemon popping up next to main roads and houses and all that. But if I walk there and I find a squirrel, if you walk there 20 minutes later, you're not going to find a squirrel.
No.
But you might find a horsey 500 yards away an hour later.
No, it's very interesting, and these leaks have definitely, like, brought a lot of stuff to the forefront, and it's answered a lot of questions. It's disappointed that a lot of the community, which I don't want to comment on my feelings about. And
I have commented enough, I feel.
If you're disappointed with it, then the way I see it as someone, basically – But as someone who has just like learned all this information, I'm in a bit of shock. But there's no reason to like not be grateful for what we are getting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I agree. I mean, I understand that some people may not have given very deep thoughts about, you know, the fact that it obviously couldn't be like the trailer showed it to be.
Yeah.
Or that it obviously could not be like the main games.
Mm-hmm.
Because that is like a conclusion you reach if you spend a bit of time thinking about it.
Yeah.
And I mean, maybe a more casual observer might have assumed, hey, they made the trailer like this and the main game is like this, so why shouldn't it be like this as well? But I don't know.
Hashtag hype.
I mean, I guess there are people who must have given it a lot of thought, and they are still extremely salty about it, mm-hmm. and I'm having a hard time understanding them. I mean, everything you feel about this is perfectly legit. It's what you feel.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I feel like I feel sad about it, because I'm sure these people could have enjoyed Pokemon Go very much if they hadn't, like, made too high expectations for themselves.
They just made these expectations, and I don't want to go on too much about this so we don't seem like haters. But I'm not talking about like us being haters of the game, but being haters on the people that like overhyped it. I mean, I feel bad for them.
Pretty much.
They decided that the trailer was the game for some reason, and I don't know what that was. And I don't know. It's whatever. But I think I'm very excited for it. I think you're obviously very excited for it. Scrawn's still going to play it because I'm going to force him.
I'm going to play it anyway.
I'm going to force him to regardless. I don't see
what
the big deal
is. This is exactly what I've expected.
Yeah, no, I'm pretty happy with it. And I'm pretty excited.
I'm the type of person who expects the worst, but hopes for, like, little tiny Easter eggs. Like, it's sort of like with Pokken Tournament and Chandelure. Like, that was just a bonus. If you have really low expectations, then you're always pleasantly surprised.
That's true.
Most of the time.
I mean, yes. The only thing I wouldn't have low expectations for are, like, main series games. But these new spin-offs that they're just, like, coming up with new ideas for, I'm not going to expect too much.
Mm. And I think that is wise.
Yeah.
I mean, I try to have low expectations about everything, but I'm a super optimistic person by nature, and so I have a really hard time doing that.
All right, so I think that's it for the topic, guys. We are going to take a small commercial break, and we are going to come back at you guys with the poke of the episode, so we will catch you on the flip-flop.
Well, howdy, y'all. It's Far-Fetched Freddy. Now, I bet you thought you'd heard the last of me, but the Puckle Podcast has brought Far-Fetched Farms on as an official sponsor. If you haven't heard about our delicious deals on the last episode, then let me go ahead and remind you. For just $45.95 a month, you can get a hand-picked leek delivered to your household. What are leeks good for, you ask? Well, if you have a Far-Fetched, these handy little sprigs will serve as their trusty sword. If you don't, well, you can eat it, I guess. If you order today, we will wake you up before you go. Your Far-Fetched will be stronger than a ho-oh. We'll wake you up before you go. Don't want to miss it when it starts to fly. Far-Fetched Farms. We got the leeks and we got the beaks.
Poke of the Episode. And welcome back, guys, to the Pokemon of the Episode. Our Pokemon of the Episode this week is National Dex number 385, Jirachi, the Wish Pokemon.
A legend states that Jirachi will make true any wish that is written on the notes attached to its head when it awakens. If this Pokemon senses danger, it will fight without awakening.
Boom, boom, boom. Jirachi is the legendary Pokemon that's been given away. Its base stats 100 all across the board and Psychic Steel type. So it's actually got a good amount of resistances.
Yeah.
It does. It used to have more, but...
It did used to have more. Yeah. It used to not be weak to ghost or dark, but now it is. And on top of that, it's only weak to ground and fire. But it's resistant to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 types.
Yep.
So that's doing pretty good. And it's immune to another. So that's 10 types that don't do normal damage to it, which is insane. That's more than half.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very good. As always, steel typing is excellent.
It's mostly because of the steel typing. I don't think any of it's really from the psychic typing, other than the psychic quarter damage.
Yeah, pretty much.
Everything else is really just from the steel typing. Yeah. Oh, the bug times one? That's from the steel typing? I don't think it's done anything for it, except give it more weaknesses.
Yeah,
it does give
much.
It a good stab, though.
Yes, which is only rarely used.
That's true. The psychic stab is not used very often. It's more often Iron Head. Which segues us to how to run your Jirachi.
Yeah, alright. So the most common way to run a Jirachi is to put a choice scarf onto it, which goes really well with its ribbons. So make sure the choice scarf is the right color for your Jirachi.
It's going to be blue.
I don't think this is how you do it, Whimsicott.
To be fair, it is the best set because it also gets a Serene Grace, which is crazy good with Iron Head.
Oh,
with
yeah.
With Iron Head and with Heart Stomp and with Fire Punch.
Yeah. So Serene Grace, for those of you who don't know, I believe doubles the chance
of additional effects.
So you already have a 30% chance to flinch with Iron Head, so it's now 60.
Yes.
Pretty good.
Choice Scarf Jirachi is used by... a PokeTuber, commonly known as the Hex God, the Heated Moo, who has made a trade in being as annoying as possible in Pokemon battles.
Serene Grace is the way to do that.
Yeah, pretty much. The common set is Iron Head, U-turn, because when you have a choice scarf, why not have a U-turn?
Yeah.
They use Heart Stomp or Fire Punch.
What does Heart Stomp do? That is
Heart Stomp is like another 30% chance to flinch.
And it's a physical psychic type move. Okay, that's not bad.
It's a physical psychic type, but it only has a 60 base power. So
yeah, but if you're running Serene Grace, it's not a bad idea.
Yeah, you're essentially using it, hoping that you will flinch things to death.
Did that work out roughly 60% of the time?
Yeah, another great thing that Jirachi has is if you are not using Wish, which you're obviously not using with a choice scarf.
No.
Jirachi has no reliable recovery.
No.
And so, when Jirachi has gotten too low, despite all of its resistances, you can use Choice Scarf Healing Wish to get another one of your Pokemon back to full health, healing all of its status. And so, say you have managed to save a burnt or poisoned Pokemon with just a sliver of HP, bang! You essentially get 3 Pokemon for the price of 2 with
That's
Healing
true.
Wish. Hmm. Yeah, it's a very good move if you can use it correctly.
If you know how to play, Healing Wish works really well.
Yeah. There are other sets.
My favorite is actually the Special Defensive set.
It's very good.
You have to run a couple special IV spreads, but I'm a big fan. Iron Head belongs in every Jirachi. Never run
Absolutely.
Not Iron Head. You can run Toxic or Body Slam. Body Slam I prefer just because you get the paralysis chance and you're essentially Togekiss with Paraflinch.
Yeah.
And
you become even more evil.
Yeah, and you're just stalling them out. Because you're wish protecting Iron Head. When they do attack you, you just protect and you just wish and you're just doing great. I prefer that over anything. Jirachi is such a trolly Pokemon.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Is there anything special that you like about it, Scrawn?
I like Doom Desire.
Really? That's
Me
a garbage
too.
Move, though.
It is.
I think it's
but
so cool,
it.
Though.
It's a cool animation, I think.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of that.
Like, I remember playing Colosseum when I was younger, and then that like they had the Jirachi pre-made set that had Doom Desire on it, and I would use that, and it was just like, oh my god, I always win this way.
Yeah. I mean, there are so many ways you can do with Jirachi. Having base 100 stats across the board, I was even thinking last night when I was looking at all of the... Because I have 5 Generation 6 games. So I can get at least 5 Jirachi.
If I what ever manage to games?
Well, I bought X, and I used X as my main version, and then I got Y, because, of course, you need both, right?
Yeah, right.
And then I wanted to play it again over and over and over again, and so I bought another X version, because it was slightly cheaper than it usually would have been. I'm almost as bad as you with the 3DSs.
Okay, I'm understanding now, yeah, okay.
And then, of course, I have Auras, both versions.
If I may, one of the like things about Jirachi that really interests me is its art style. And I think that actually it might have... I know that it has at least a certain amount of Japanese sort of traditionalism in it.
Oh, absolutely.
But I absolutely... think that there may have been like a Lovecraftian, like H.P. Lovecraft,
really
Cthulhu.
What?
Reference. Because Cthulhu is like sleeping under the ocean for these thousands and thousands of years, and it also has the signature Eldritch Eye.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Well, thank you for ruining Jirachi for me, Scrum.
Jirachi is a really creepy Pokemon for me.
If you want me to, Whimsicott, I can ruin it even more. We could ruin it even more.
Go ahead.
Well, Jirachi's Pokemon cards aren't great.
I don't play the TCG. That doesn't ruin Jirachi for me.
So, the generation set actually has a Jirachi card in it. It's not good. It's a psychic type, 70 HP, 1 psychic energy, lets you do wish, and it lets you search for a card and put it in your hand. And then for an additional double colorless, you can do Heart Sign, which does 50 damage. And that's all that card does.
Oh my goodness.
The one that's actually not too bad is the one from Roaring Skies. It's not an awful card. It's a steel type, 70 HP. And so for 1 metal energy, you can do Diminutive Desire, which allows you to look at the top 7 cards of your deck and put one of them in your hand, and you shuffle the rest of them back in. Fine. Good enough. Right? But Doom Desire is actually not bad at all. It is a metal energy and a colorless. Discard all energy attached to this Pokemon, so 2 of them. The defending Pokemon is knocked out at the end of your opponent's next turn. So it's if you want to use Doom Desire in a good way, that's the way to do it, Scrawn. But it's not bad. Like, it would be like, say you need to knock out your opponent's EX for the win or something like that. That's the way to do it. Yeah.
Well, there was another Jirachi set that I was considering. But, you know, we need to cut the episode short. You may never find out unless you battle me in the future.
She doesn't need to ruin it for you guys.
No, I mean, it's going to be absolutely terrible because I am terrible at competitive Pokemon. But, you know, at least it's going to be a bit different from the usual Jirachi, you see.
Oh, man. Okay, so anything else that's interesting...
I'm actually researching something.
Well, okay. I like the lore for Jirachi. I've always loved it because it's the wishing Pokemon, right? And so in the West, we wish upon a star. In Japan, you wish upon little tags that you attach to...
temples.
What's the word? Yeah, and especially in Jirachi is based on the Tanabata festivity, which is why it's given out at Tanabata every year in Japan. And at Tanabata, you attach these little tags to, like, limbs from trees and plants, and I think they are bamboo springs, right, Skrun?
I'm not too familiar with Japanese culture in that regard.
You're just studying the language for now.
Basically, yeah.
All right. So Tanabata is the very romantic story of the two lovers represented by the stars Vega and Altair meeting across the river of the Milky Way. And I don't know what the relation is with the wish-making, but essentially Jirachi have the wishmaking lore of the West and the wishmaking lore of Japan all in the same Pokemon. I really like that. I always have liked that.
One last thing I think it's cool about Jirachi. Well, not cool. It sucked for a lot of people. So Shiny Jirachi was legitimately obtainable due to an oversight with the Pokemon Coliseum bonus disc.
Oh, yeah.
And since that was an oversight, it was not intended. It was supposed to be shiny locked. But it was actually harder than normal to get a Shiny Jirachi from that bonus disc. So it was possible, but it was locked out of the transfer, or what is it called? Poke Transporter app.
Yeah.
It wasn't allowed to be transported until, I think they fixed it recently, but it was unavailable, and which was very interesting. It's the only thing that's ever happened with that. Mm. So, if you want to know more about Pokemon, you can check out PokePodcast.com. We have a bunch of writers who are awesome at their jobs. Two of them are right here. One of them is Scrawn, who does his Pokemon Origins, right? Or are you changing?
I haven't
again?
Had time recently. But okay. I plan on picking that up.
Okay. Soon. We also have Mickey Panda doing anime synopses, Whimsicott and Snag doing opinion articles, Viger doing the news, Locke doing interviews. We have Jushiro doing TCG articles, Sublime doing VGC articles, and Basket doing a monthly comic. I hit everybody, right?
You did. Amazing.
Yeah. I didn't mess up. No bingo marker on the card today. All right. So we are going to cut it right here, guys, and we will come right back at you with the mailbag.
It's mail time! Time for the mailbag. Send in your emails. The mail's here. Check your inbox. It's time for the mailbag. Mail!
And welcome to the mailbag, guys. If you are new to the show, our mailbag segment is where everybody comes and will be able to be heard on the show. We do as many emails as we can. Hopefully we can get to all of them today. So we are going to get right into it. As always, the mailbag is brought to you by the energy drink, Green Tauros, the energy drink that gives you hopes. There we go.
And you're lucky that Scrawn had to step out and the Fedora thing was a joke. Scrawn had to go and save some orphaned Happiny. But otherwise, you'd have had a three-way hoof in there.
Yes, that would have happened somehow. And so you have that. And as always, we will hopefully, it's just Whimsicott and I, if somebody does not have the mailbag badge, we will see if anybody can earn it. So let's dig right into it. Our mailbag question last week was, what do you think of the press release about Pokemon Go? So it's actually very fitting for this episode. Since most of our, anytime we talk about Pokemon Go now, it seems to be about disappointment. So
I'm sure I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, well, not on our ends, right? so let's jump on in. We have this first one from Breeder Matt. Howdy, howdy, Puckle crew. It's everyone's most tolerable Pokemon breeder. That's too perfect, actually. Breeder Matt. Mega Beedrill, you say? Perfect. No one will be able to stop the power of the swarm. All will bend and bow to the awesome power of the Megastones and an Aphilic Shock. And there will no longer be a variety of criminals. Instead, there will just be me. Well, I mean, we. Puckle for life? Anyway, changing the subject subtly, I'm actually really interested in how Pokemon Go is shaping up, especially since it would be pretty easy for people to get and raise their favorite Pokemon, except, you know, legendaries. Either way, I'm going to control my neighborhood with my iron fleet of Beedrills. Plotting my next step with an EpiPen in hand, Breeder Matt. That's silly. All right, you can get this next one from, I don't know what he wants us to call us anymore. This is Philly the Kid, I believe. He didn't put his name in.
Oh, yeah. Please sign your emails because sometimes we get a bit confused recognizing you just from the email address.
That is true.
All right. Dear Puckle, short and sweet this time for me. I love the releases of Red, Blue, and Yellow on 3DS. While the remakes of Gold and Silver are a thing, do you think Nintendo could possibly re-release Gold, Silver, and Crystal in the original games? Yes.
Yes, I think that's definitely something that's going to happen.
Absolutely.
I don't see it not happening. But they're not going to just release one game and then immediately release the other one.
No, no, no. It's going to take some time.
Yeah, you're going to have to wait, and they're going to be like, maybe right after Pokemon Sun and Moon come out, they'll announce it or something like that.
I don't know, don't you think they would wait for the 20th anniversary of Gold, Silver, and Crystal?
They could do that. I wouldn't be but surprised either.
But that is like 3 years away, right?
I think it's only two. I'd have to double check. But yeah, you could be right, check. It could be three.
I don't remember. I'm pretty sure they came out in 1999 in Japan as well, but I might be wrong.
Yeah.
Anyway.
You're probably right. I'll double check that while you're doing this.
Okay, thank you. I'm really hyped for Sun and Moon, and the concept of using the Pokebank to transfer excites me, as I've already caught two Mews in my Yellow version, and my only regret of Gen 1 is how annoyingly hard it is to sort through my pokes in the box, and trading back and forth repetitively to restart my game to do another playthrough is so frustrating. I don't ask for too much from Sun and Moon, just really excited for the release dates.
Yeah.
Keep up good work, smell you later. And, we didn't even get release dates from Pikachu.
No, we don't even have those. We might get those on
Korokoro?
Not from Korokoro. I think E3 will give us release dates.
That is so far away!
Well, imagine it. We didn't get a release date for Omega Ruby Alpha Sapphire at the announcement. And I don't think we're going to see it until about E3. I'm not going to say it's going to be at E3, but around that time. Around that time. Also, Gold and Silver was released in Japan November 21st, 1999. So, I hope we don't have to wait until the 20th anniversary.
Yeah, they're probably not going to wait 3 years for that. It's 3 years and a half.
Yeah, right?
I mean, no, they're not going to wait that long if they're going to do it.
It's interesting that that's the weekend they did it, because that's like the weekend they've been releasing games now, right?
Yeah.
That's interesting to see. And October 15th was actually the release date in North America and Europe. Oh, I'm so sorry, Whimsicott. Didn't get it until 2001.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm so sorry.
Hey, I was still busy.
Australia got it before before North America did.
Well, you don't have to translate it into 10 different languages sell it in Australia.
That's true. So.
You know.
Absolutely true. All right. So thank you for that. I guess Philly the Kid, that's what I'm going to call him. So our next one is from, let's see here. He did not write his name either.
He did. He's did youngster
oh,
soul.
Oh, it's youngster soul. Okay, it's in there. It's in there. Never mind. Hi, Puckle Crew. It's youngster soul here. And lately I've been learning to wear my youngster noob title with pride. So what if I taught my Soykun cut? He's just so strong, and I totally did not waste a move slot for a better move like Scald. Can you use Scald to cut down trees? I didn't think so. Oh, right. Mailbag. Pokemon Go intrigues me, to put it bluntly. The idea of PokeSpots reminds me of April Fool's Google Maps thing a few years back, which we did mention. Do you think there will be similar Pokemon found at those same locations? I don't think there will be similar Pokemon to those locations. I think they're going to be geographically spread out and based on that.
Yeah, they're not going to be specific. They're going to be based on the general kind of terrain you have in the area.
Yeah. For instance, in the April Fool shenanigans, Chandelure was found at the Tower of London. Perhaps in Pokemon Go, Litwick eggs might be found there. I think that's an interesting idea.
It is, but we're not going to have Litwicks for a pretty long time in Pokemon Go, probably.
I feel like at least like a year you're going to have just Gen 1. And then maybe they'll just be like, here are the rest of them, or something like
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. And that's another thing people are salty about, but it makes a lot of sense because you have a chance to add things later to keep the game fresh.
Yeah, no, I'm 100% okay with that. I'm okay doing baby steps, you know what I mean?
Yes.
And working my way into having my collection. Just some pokey food for thought. Catch you all on the flip-flap flippity-floop. I read that really well, like much more smoothly than I thought I was going to.
So, I could not have been able to do it.
Thank you, youngster soul. All right, so the next one is from...
Cookie.
Oh, he's new.
Hey, Puckle Crew. Cookie here. This is my first time emailing in. I meant to do it last week for the Pokemon question, but hashtag adult life made me forget. My answer, by the way, is Gengar. The Pokemon Go news was more or less what I expected the game to kind of look like. There is a ton of potential, of course, but I understand why it isn't an all-out Pokemon experience. Maybe they'll get to that point, we shall see. That being said, I'm still looking forward to it. My wife is going to throw something at me every time we take a detour so I can catch another Pokemon, I'm sure of it. I can see the headlines now, "Woman leaves man due to rare Eevee sighting."
Oh man, how is Eevee going to work with evolution? That's interesting. That's a good.
That is very interesting.
That's an interesting.
Maybe you get actual evolution stones, but yeah. I doubt. I don't know. Also, the idea of possibly having large-scale events in, for example, the capital cities of every state is exciting as well. Imagine having to travel to fight/catch legendary, etc., etc. If you don't dream big, what's the point of dreaming, no? Thanks for all you guys do. Cheers, Cookie.
Thank you. I don't know. Traveling just... Okay, so I don't mind traveling, but I'm poor. So...
Well, that's your fault for living in a giant country where the nearest big city is... Well, I mean, you live in a big city, but most people... Yeah.
That's true. I do live in the capital city of Ohio, so I guess I can't complain too much, but... I don't do that much traveling. Maybe I'll go back to Indiana to see my family, and that's about it, you know. Or maybe I'll take a day trip over to Chicago or something like that.
Well, to be honest, I mean, if the biomes are what they are in the beta, and you have a cemetery, a hospital, a train station, so many of them are going to be in a city.
Yeah, exactly. I hope I get lucky and there's a good amount of people here. Also, there are not that many train stations. Because the United States, for some reason, abandoned their railway system.
Again, because you have a gigantic country and maintaining a railway line for thousands of kilometers is very, very impractical. Exactly.
So our next one is from the Sentient Pokeball. I'm so happy I get to read this one. In last week's mailbag, I, the sentient Pokeball, was wonder traded to a child who didn't know a lot about Pokemon. Unfortunately for him, he didn't know what the release feature was, or what the release feature did, and he accidentally released his Pokemon inside of the sentient Pokeball into the wild. Of course, this meant that I was out of a job. Imagine my sorrow as my only real function in life was cruelly ripped away. What is a Pokeball without its Pokemon? Could I find work as anything else? Who would actually want to interact with something like me? Imagine my surprise as I was rolling along the fields of Kalos, minding my own business, was picked up by none other than Trainer Bosefus. I was sure that most trainers that found me would throw me away like they had previously, but this trainer found my situation to be quite amusing. While on his adventures, he purposely did not use me to catch Pokemon until he found one he deemed suitable. Which Pokemon would that be, you ask? A shiny green Tauros, of course. I was so surprised when I caught it that I couldn't hardly contain myself. Much like I was surprised by the most recent Pokemon Go news, which brings us to this week's mailbag question. The mechanics of Pokemon Go sound pretty cool to me so far. Actually, it sounds like a game that I can get into without sacrificing too much of my free time. I already enjoy running in the morning, and I'm sure that I can integrate Pokemon Go into this routine. It also gives me incentives to travel, either to my parents' house or just to other towns around me in order to find more Pokemon gyms to discover. I have a couple of friends at work along with my sister and her husband. I'm just really bad at reading right now. Who will download Pokemon Go? So I'm sure that we will band together on the same team in order to increase our prospects in this game. Well, that's all for me this week, so I'll catch you on the flip-flop because flip-flop Or on the flip, because flip-flops are too mainstream, the sentient Pokeball. He also says thank you to Bosefus. Bo is probably listening to this, so he will definitely hear that. All right. Let's see here. So our next one is from, Minor Manetric. Yeah, I like him. He's awesome.
Dear co-hosts and Thatch, it's been a few weeks since I've written in, but worry not. I have no desire to answer all prior mailbags and consume precious time. Thank you, Minor Manectric.
Thank you very much.
I did want to briefly talk about the community, though. I have miraculously found more time to puckle, and I have enjoyed it greatly. From playing my PFTT round and getting promptly walloped by Lost Link Yuke, to having a free-for-all with 10 little men, Dink, and Hanakane, it has been great to see such activity from the members of the community. It was very encouraging to hear that Puckle has grown to the point that we have so many great Puckle onions mailing in that are not all can be read. He spelled Puckle onions like Bo does.
Yeah, he does.
Fantastic. Mailbag. I have held my hopes in check as far as Pokemon Go is concerned. So the latest release of information has only increased my excitement for the upcoming game. Good job. I'm still torn on the concept of catching more of the same Pokemon to evolve one, but I'm sure that it will be explained later, and I have to remember that it isn't the handheld game that we are all used to. Thank you. And you did get your wish. We have evolution shards. I'm just hoping that there is substantial support for those of us in more remote places, and something similar to Wonder Trade would be much appreciated. Something, something, flip-flop, minor manectric.
He has something at the bottom. He's coming to PuckleCon, and everybody should too.
Thank you, Thatch.
I'm so sorry, Whimsicott. You're more than welcome to stay here.
Yeah, it's getting there. It is a problem.
Yeah, that's the problem. We can get you on a. We need the oil tanker.
Yeah, if you hadn't lost it in a desert.
That wasn't my fault. Also, he gave us a great idea about giveaways for the podcast because we hit our Patreon goal. I have some more news for the Patreon patrons at the end of the show, so we'll get there. But I'm definitely going to take those into consideration and move on with that. Probably move forward with it in the next week or two.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so our next one is from Juliano? I don't know if I should say it that way, or Giuliano.
Well, Giuliano would be the Italian version, and it would be spelled differently. So that's it's probably Juliano.
Juliano. I'm going to say that, and he's going to tell me I said it wrong next week. So.
And it's going to be my fault, so that's in the clear.
Hello, Puckle Podcast, Puckle Podcasters. My name is Juliano, and I'm a Brazilian living in Tokyo, playing TCG in English. Now, that's what I call globalization. About Please. Pokemon Go. Because the app is very similar to Ingress, all my Japanese friends are pretty excited. Can't say I share the same feeling because the leaked demo doesn't look that attractive to me. I'll probably download and play it anyways, so let's see. I'll keep you guys posted. If you have access to the beta, let us know.
Oh, man.
One last thing, Japan is the ultimate Pokemon card paradise indeed. I always go crazy whenever I enter a card shop here in Tokyo. So many promo cards, sleeves, playmats, etc. It's just amazing. Playmats are really cool, and I don't know why I want one. I just don't understand. But they're really cool. And I don't know why they're cool. Because it's just literally a mat.
His name is probably Giuliano.
Oh my gosh.
It's a Portuguese name and not a Spanish.
It's probably Giuliano. He's Brazilian. We are so sorry.
I'm sorry. I'll say it
both ways in this email. that way we can do it. That's it for now. Congratulations up for the podcast and keep up with the good work. Cheers, Giuliano. I'll say it both ways. That way I'm equally wrong and equally right.
I mean, it might be pronounced in another way that we are very ignorant and can't figure out.
That's true.
So, we apologize either way. And if you want us to pronounce your name right, please explain the way.
Please do. It's not saying that your name is hard. It's saying that we're dumb.
It's not hard at all. Like, I understand your pain. Like, there has been maybe one English-speaking person who has gotten my name right on the first try.
That's true.
Shout out to Scron, who has left us to say orphaned Happini.
Oh, man. That's true. You want to get this next one from Hanakane?
Absolutely.
He forwarded this because it was meant for last week, but we didn't get to it for some... Oh, he sent it the day after we recorded the podcast. That's why.
Yeah, I am going to butcher this.
It's supposed to be a rap or a poem. I'm not exactly sure.
From the end, I'm supposing it might be a rap, and I am the worst person in the entire universe to try and do a rap anything.
Just read it, and it'll probably sound good.
I'll try. So, howdy Thatch, an assorted hosting batch. I got a story, it ain't gory, so just kick back and relax while I tuck away my ex. Well, I teach English in China with Wim Biden and Stephen Wire, and my school is kind of cool, has this currency for students, see? We invented it as our reward to encourage students to explore, express, finesse, and share their thoughts in English, not Chinese, of course. See, they can use this currency like vouchers in exchange for treats. From pencils, school bags, even toys, such as robots, both for girls and boys. The schools each month give some to teachers when we give them to high achievers. In this way, after weeks, they'll save enough to buy goodies. So, one day, we did a flea market where students sold all types of stuff, from school utensils, toys and carpets, to cookies, books and other stuff. Well, you can just guess my surprise when from the corner of my eyes I saw something that I adore, looking right back at me from a stall, a toy fusion figurine, looking posed for a solar beam, and right beside it, there stood two, a bottle ready, slick Mewtwo. I thought, I shouldn't, surely not, but then I saw it, the whole lot, a bag filled up with Pokemon, from Scizor, Mark to Flareon. I walked over and asked, how much? And Nick, my student, said, $10. For one, I'm sorry, Nick, goodbye. For the price, they cannot be mine. I walked away, and felt quite sad. I wanted all of them so bad. But all my vouchers were gone, and so were all those Pokemon. But then I thought, and I remember, this currency, we made it up. It's fake. We printed it in December. Each month, in fact. You guessed it. Yep. I went to my good old buddy and said, can I borrow some cash? By cash, I meant our fake school money. And he said, go ahead and splash. He meant splash out, and so I did. I ran back and said, hey there, kid. I've got your doll. Now hand them over. The ones from Kanto and Unova from Johto and the home ones too. I got just a deal for you. $10, he said, for just one, sure. But Nick, I said, I'm buying more. I'll take each one you got there, son, for $5 each. These offers come once in a life, so you be smart. Just take the vouchers. Do it, Doc. And so he did. And that, my friends, is the story of how I dubiously used a currency that we made up and print freely to buy all of my students' Pokemon figurines. I guess there must be a vortex in the part of my brain where morals are supposed to go. Oh well, in my defense, the things they can exchange their vouchers for cost real money. So I guess I'm not a total scumbag. Then again, the school buys those goodies, not me. So essentially, I got them all for free. Hanakane. P.S. I'm meaning Garchomp in Pokken, which I've loved since Gen 4. That training mode, though, you... Can't wait to get better at it and try my hand against Puckle's best. Puckle Pokken tourney match? Once again, I apologize profusely for what I tried to do there.
He mentioned the Puckle Pokken tournament. Because if we do it, that's absolutely the way it has to be named.
Yeah.
But... we are thinking about doing that, but right now, Shamu and I are looking to expand our staff as well. So if you're interested in helping Shamu and I out with, tournaments and stuff, feel free to contact us at bucklepodcast@gmail.com. But right now we're just swamped because we have to get up this, the gym leaders. And we went through, we got the list done. And so we're going to double check and send out our
interview requests.
Interview requests. We selected them, so everybody will get an email. We'll let you know whether or not you're in or not. But expect one in the next day or so. If you applied. If you didn't get one, you're on the wait list. That's kind of how it works. So we'll try to set the interviews for next weekend, and hopefully that'll go over well. Alright, so this next email is from Dennis, the DDG Maniac. Hi, ladies and gentlemen. It is I, Dennis, the DDG Maniac. I'll keep it short. I'm hyped for Pokemon Go, but after reading this press release, my hype is starting to die down, which is kind of sad. I'm super worried about this game, since the capture part sounds like a version 2.0 of the Safari Zone. The evolution mechanic sounds horrible and non-Pokemon-like. Other than that, the game sounds good, but slowly moving away from Pokemon in some parts. My expectations aren't crushed yet, but I hope I'm wrong and it ends up being a great game. Well, that would be all. Hashtag PuckleGoTeam. Spook you all next time. Dennis the DDG Maniac.
Well, I hope we addressed at least some of his concerns in the
show. Yeah, I hope so. So our last one today is going to be from Ten Little Men.
I love all 10 of them. Hey, Puckle crew, how's it going? 10 little men writing in on this exciting week of Puckley goodness. I barely managed to defeat my opponent's empty bracket in the PFTT this week, successfully getting further than I ever would have expected. Well, good job. Empty Bracket is a fantastic battler. I've met him before. He's a tough one to take down.
This happened a lot in the PFTT recently.
Yeah. My plan of lucking out with the organization of the tournament has gone swimmingly so far. Now I need to see how well my plan of getting a critical hit every attack will work. In greater Puckle news, the terrible Puckle radio show was not terrible, but in fact absolutely incredible. Well, imagine me bowing at the screen. Hopefully I can get in contact with a new sponsor, Farfetched Farms. I can't help but wonder if I can order some special Sun and Moon style leagues. Well, stay tuned for that. Seriously, though, great job on the episode, guys and gals. Oh, thank you. It was definitely my favorite April Fool's prank of the day. Ha! Wow! We beat Google! Google kind of messed up this year, so it was like beating Empty Bracket, but hey. What were you saying?
Oh, never mind, never mind. I was wrong. I was mistaken. Keep going.
I also bought my plane tickets to go to PuckleCon, so I am extremely excited for that. Good for you, 10 little man. I know you had to buy 10 tickets, so I feel like your wallet is very set right now. Looking into getting something to cosplay for Nationals. Ooh. Well, that was a long intro. I guess I should get onto the main leg. While seeing actual gameplay for Pokemon Go is super exciting, I'm pretty disappointed. The thing I'm disappointed about is the amount of Pokemon that can be caught. Thanks to the lovely Vigar, I now know that you will be able to catch 500 Pokemon. Well, that is for the beta.
That's for the beta.
You
That's
might
true.
Be able to catch a lot more Pokemon in the actual game. While I'm no mathematical genius, 500 does not equal 721, meaning that it is either compatible with Pokemon Bank, which will be awesome, which they said they will try to do, essentially.
Yes.
But they haven't confirmed anything one way or the other. Or more likely, they don't include every Pokemon, which is lame. We know that right now the game is Gen 1.
Yes.
Hopefully, this lack of Pokemon is just for the beta, and we will see every Pokemon in the full release. As we said, probably not right away.
Yeah.
I hope we do eventually get them all, because I need my Whimsicott! Well, I think that is all I have to say regarding Pokemon Go, so I guess it is time that I go. 17 beta flip-flops, couldn't fit all 20, 10 little men going away. I love him.
Alright, so that's it for the mailbag today.
Yeah. Do you have anyone you want to give the badge to?
Oh, I almost forgot. Thank God you're here. I am a big fan, who wrote today, of Cookie.
Ooh.
Of Cookie. You have to agree, but...
Yeah. Woman leaves man due to rare Eevee sighting. I'm with you, man.
All right. So we are going to give the Green Petauros badge to Cookie this week. If he would like, he can submit for it on the Puckle Podcast website. Next week, though, if you would like to email us, we'll have a prompt question. Our prompt question will be, what do you think of all the leaked information for Pokemon Go?
Pretty much. And if you have ideas about, like, the possible association for the team colors, yeah, let us know.
Ooh, I like that better, too. What do you think? Do you think the teams will be based on anything? And if so, what? That's a good other question to ask as well. So send that in to PucklePodcast@gmail.com. Also, in the meantime, if you want some more Puckly goodness, you are also going to be giving a Puckle Live show this week on Thursday. So check that out and be a little bit extra in your feed. I think we talked just more about Pokken Tournament, so it's not going to be anything too terribly exciting. So you can check that out. And on top of that, you can like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, follow us on Tumblr, and subscribe to our subreddit. And in all those links are on the website and in the description for the show notes, so you can check that out. If you have some time, though, also check out our iTunes feed and please leave us a review. That would be great. That helps more people find us, and we really, really appreciate it. I would like to let you know I do 100% read all of them. So it really helps us out. It helps people find us. It helps us become a better show. Last thing, If you are subscribed, check out the Puckle Patreon if you haven't already. That's patreon.com/puckle. That's a great way to financially support us. We have a new stretch goal. At $200 a month, we will be giving away all of the bumper tracks that we have for the podcast. So if you just want to have downloads for that, you're more than welcome to it. But
nice.
if you are a patron of the Patreon, and you've been doing it for 3 months already at the $10 level, you are now eligible for your free stuff. So I will be getting in contact with you guys here this week, trying to set them up. And we will be doing, let's see, what am I trying to do? What am I thinking, Whimsicott? So we will be checking that out. They're going to be these
exclusive new t-shirts?
Yeah, they're new t-shirts. They're going to be new t-shirts as well up on the store. I had a lot of problems making the screens this past week. I finally made a good one yesterday, but my parents came to visit, so I did not have time to make a shirt. I'm actually going to do it right after this, and hopefully it'll work out. So there will be two new shirts, one of them, and then there's going to be an exclusive Patreon version of one of them. So it's going to be crazy. Yeah, right? It's going to be really cool.
Mm-hmm.
So check that out, and I think that's it.
I think so.
So, here in the Lavender Town Radio Tower, I'm Trainer Thatch.
And I am the fluffiest Whimsicott.
And Squon's on hiatus. But it's Squon.
Deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.